I'm Dan Ward. I am a candidate for Congress in the Democratic Party.
Your 15-20 second pitch. I'm a voter. Why should I pick you on June 12th?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm in this for the right reasons. I think that Congress has abdicated its responsibilities as a co-equal branch of government because they're more worried about being reelected than they are about doing their job. And that's not me. I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I am doing this for the right reasons. If you don't like what I do, and I will make those hard votes, then don't reelect me. And I'm okay with that. And I think we need to have more people who think like that. Otherwise, we're going to lose what this government, stands for. We have abdicated too much responsibility to the executive branch. The fact that we're, still using 2001 authorizations for the use of military force, I think is just a prime example of how Congress has walked away from responsibility. And that's not me. I'm a 25-year Marine. I was a colonel when I got out, and I'm ready to make tough decisions, so.
If you had to pick a most important issue or two that you felt like you can make a difference on for people in the district, what would those be that they could look forward to?
Healthcare, first and foremost. I support the repealing of this tax cut to put the individual mandate back into place to prop up the Affordable Care Act instead of trying to tear it down. That should help premiums start coming back down because, when they did that, premiums spiked 60% when they did that, when they pulled the individual mandate out. I also support Senator Kaine's Medicare X, which is a public option. It means if everybody can buy into the Medicare system, that will also bring the cost of our healthcare system down dramatically. It begins in the rural areas, which I think is important because, let's be real, that's the core of what Republican support is. So it allows these people who have been told how terrible government healthcare is that to actually get healthcare and to see it's really quite not terrible because I had it my whole life in the Marine Corps. And then, lastly, I see this as a pathway to single payer because I'm tired of people talking about access to healthcare. People need healthcare and they need affordable healthcare. The United States government pays twice what anybody else in the country, in the world pays per person for healthcare, and we don't even have universal health coverage. We need to get the profit motive out of people's healthcare, and we need to start providing healthcare. And at the same time, I'm telling you, this actually brings costs down and it makes our government, solvent because it's healthcare costs that are going to bankrupt us. And so we've got to start addressing our deficits, and this is the way we can do it. So that's one aspect. Infrastructure is another aspect. What our roads and bridges are falling apart. That money, that $1.5 trillion, listen, $386 billion of that has already been used in stock buybacks. It's crazy. And when our tax breaks expire, 83% of that money goes to the top 1%. Those folks have been killing it for a decade. That money should have been used in real infrastructure, roads and bridges, broadband. Because let's be real here, where I live in Orange County, and there are lots of the rural parts of this district, there's no cell service, there's no broadband internet. And how are we supposed to compete in a modern economy if you can't even get online? I think internet is infrastructure and should be treated as such, kind of like electric cooperative of the 1930s. So those are the two biggest issues, I would say, healthcare and infrastructure, including broadband and that infrastructure. And then, of course, education. We need to start focusing on training people for skills. We've gotten away from that, and that needs to come back to it. I know that's a third thing, but they're all three very important.
What differentiates you from your opponent in the primary? I mean, lots of people might say, oh, I want to vote in the Democratic primary, but I don't really know much about either of these two candidates. So what makes you different?
Well, I'm the one that talks about as a pathway to single payer on health care. And to date she hasn't, but I will also say that, I'm pretty clear and upfront on my policies, and I don't waver on them. I've seen her policies change. Sometimes it's here, sometimes it's there, and I'm not sure exactly what she stands for at any given day. I'm very clear on healthcare. I'm very clear on infrastructure. I'm very clear on my stance on guns, and I haven't changed any of that. But the one clear differentiation between us though is the healthcare.
Are you confident you're going to win on June 12th?
Yeah, we're working hard. We've got an incredible team, and we focus, not just on Henrico and Chesterfield. I'm from the rural parts of this district, and we're working hard out in the rural areas as well. And the reception that we're receiving has been tremendous. And I think that you're going to see that's going to show up. I was really encouraged by Amy McGrath's election in Kentucky on Tuesday. They had 100,000 people show up and vote. 100,000 in a primary. This campaign inside the Democratic primary in the 7th is almost as equally funded. So the message is getting out there, whether it's on radio, or on TV, on digital, or on signage. People are getting the message, and I think we're going to have an incredibly high turnout. With a high turnout, I think we're in really good shape.
So say you do win. How are you in a position to take on the congressman in November?
A couple of things. So Ralph Northam lost this district by 3.5 points in November. He is a veteran. He's from the rural area as well. And he didn't even campaign in the rural area. So I'm going to work hard on the rural areas. And so I think that that's going to be the difference. You know, where I live is the heart of Dave Bratt's strength. And listen, we're going to talk issues. I'm going to like, there's going to be an issue or two that some of his supporters are not going to agree with me on, but there's going to be 5 or 6 issues that we will agree on. And listen, Congressman Bratt is more worried about Wall Street than he is the folks here in the 7th Congressional District. He has worked his hardest to take people's health care away, at the same time trying to release Wall Street to their reckless ways again. Hey, listen, I was on unemployment, out of a job in 2008, like a lot of people in this country, making tough choices between, hey, do we pay for our health care or do we make our mortgage payment? And, you know, it's particularly galling to me to watch him more interested in unleashing Wall Street to their reckless ways again and trying to take people's health care away. So we're going to talk about that. What have you done? Man, I know one thing that you have passed, and that's the renaming of an arboretum in Richmond. And, man, that's not doing much for the folks here in the 7th.
You say you do get to Congress. How do you make a difference on the issues you've talked about here as one of just 435 people up there on the Hill?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a great point. I have experience working on the Hill. I've spent 3 years at the State Department as a Marine doing foreign policy work, and so I was going up there on the Hill with the assistant secretaries, the undersecretaries, and the ambassadors. And then when I retired, I'm an airline pilot now. My Airline Pilots Association, which is my pilots union, drafted me onto the Legislative Affairs Committee. So I've been doing that on the Hill with the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and that is the committee I'd like to work on. That's how you can make a real difference directly into your community, is by transportation and infrastructure. That's how you get funding back to your district, and that's where I'd like to go.
Are there particular things? I mean, you talked about the internet, but on the transportation side of things, are there particular things that you're looking at? Obviously, you know, traffic is a major issue, and then I don't know, maybe you have a particular opinion on some of the FAA stuff.
On transportation and infrastructure, I would like to talk about our roads and bridges. Listen, the average age of our bridges are 43 years. The average life expectancy is 50 years. The bill is coming due. And it's time for us to start doing that construction work. And listen, those are jobs that are going to go right here in the district. So local contractors. So you're talking about putting money back into the economy and not shipping it off to Wall Street. That's going to do it. And I talked about the broadband as well. And something else I'd like to bring back on the table is, you know, whatever happened to the VRE from D.C. to Charlottesville that cuts right through the 7th Congressional District? You know, open up reliable transportation to and from Northern Virginia and Washington with good paying jobs to the folks that live here in the 7th. That's I'd like to bring up again, because the lines exist. We just need to do it.
The cost for some of that, you know, just even the extension of the Manassas line to Gainesville and Haymarket to build a new station and buy some new trains was like $1 billion or something. VRE decided that extension they didn't have the money for. So how do you get the money to make that happen, to get that train running through Orange and down to Charlottesville?
An infrastructure bill. I mean, we just spent $1.5 trillion in a giveaway to those who already have it. Let's not get confused by the zeros here, folks. $1.5 trillion could have done that, you know, 1,500 times. I mean, so we need to focus our efforts better. And that's part of that infrastructure. What this administration is proposing for infrastructure right now is shameful. It's tolls. It's privately funded, you know, guaranteed profit that we're going to have to pay back in tolls. And meanwhile, we've already given the money to the elites in this country. It's just not right. They gave us $100 and they kept $10,000 basically. You know, we need to repeal that tax bill, and we need to take that money and let's put it right here in Central Virginia in infrastructure projects.
Is there anything else that has stood out for you, either talking to voters or that you want to make sure people know going into June 12th?
Well, listen, one of the things that I pride myself on is I'll answer your question truthfully, and you know, and I, because I have pretty strong principles, you know, something you learn in the Marine Corps, is to be straightforward. And I think that's something that's missing in politics. And I was on John Frederick's radio show this morning, you know, conservative talk radio, and I answered their questions about some tough issues. And he appreciated it. And I think that there are a lot of people both on the left and the right that appreciate honesty. You might not agree with all my positions, but I'm going to give you a straight answer. And I think that that's something that people should know about who I am and why I'm running.